Good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Change Radio News. Today is Tuesday, 10 February 2026, and the news is read by Divine Nambira. Here are the news headlines. ZANU-PF succession battle intensifies as cabinet debates constitutional changes. Honorable Siziba slams ZANU-PF's constitutional plot to block elections, and clergy intensify opposition to abortion bill. And now for the news in detail. An explosive cabinet meeting is expected today as Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa returns to work. It's feared his vice, Constantino Chiwenga, will make a last stand to block controversial constitutional reforms proposed by Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi. The move comes amid a fierce behind-the-scenes succession battle between Mnangagwa and Chiwenga. A senior cabinet minister confirmed the justice minister will introduce the amendment bill today, kicking off a high-stakes political process. This follows Chiwenga's previous success in blocking the proposal last December. Observers say this week could define Zimbabwe's political trajectory for years to come. Honorable Osterloos Siziba has slammed ZANU-PF's plot to amend the constitution, accusing the party of attempting to block elections and stop the return of President Nelson Chamisa. In a statement, Siziba said President Chamisa's only crime was defeating ZANU-PF candidates in the 2018 and 2023 elections, adding that the proposed changes are meant to keep him off the ballot. He warned that the move punishes Zimbabweans who voted for President Chamisa by taking away their right to freely choose a president, describing it as a direct assault on the democratic will of the people. Siziba urged citizens not to remain silent as democracy comes under threat. Pressure is mounting on the government over the proposed Medical Services Amendment Bill. Major Christian bodies are ramping up opposition, calling the legislation a fundamental threat to the sanctity of life. The bill, awaiting a Senate vote, would significantly broaden abortion access in Zimbabwe. This includes allowing termination on request up to 20 weeks, permitting minors to proceed without parental consent, and removing spousal notification rules. The Catholic Church has launched a nationwide campaign against the bill, with parish priests using sermons to mobilize congregants. The Evangelical Fellowship of Zimbabwe and the Zimbabwe Heads of Christian Denominations have also released pastoral letters urging believers and lawmakers to reject the proposals. They argue that the changes contradict constitutional protections for the unborn and warn of negative social consequences, including increased promiscuity and family breakdown. The clergy are calling on congregants to directly engage senators ahead of the crucial vote. Meanwhile, advocate Fadzai Mahere is calling for wide national consultations on proposed changes to Zimbabwe's abortion laws. In a social media post, she warned that amending the legislation should not be a rushed decision made by political elites. Maheri stated that most citizens are unaware of both the current law and the new proposals before Parliament. She urged a responsible, bipartisan and data-driven national dialogue, stressing the issue is complex and requires extensive public education. Maheri emphasized that any legal reforms would lack legitimacy without broad public buy-in. The Constitutional Court has granted activist Mbuso Fuzwayo and pressure group Ibechu Likazulu direct access to challenge Mr. Emmerson Mnangagwa's controversial 2030 agenda. This rare legal move clears the way for a constitutional battle over ZANU-PF's resolution to extend Mnangagwa's term beyond 2028. Analysts suggest this could play into ZANU-PF's political strategy. Fuzwayo has 5 days to file his application. In a related development, Defend the Constitution platform convener Jameson Timba has urged the Mnangagwa to uphold his pledge to respect the Constitution and reject calls to amend the two-term limit. This comes as Justice Minister Ziyambi Ziyambi confirmed a constitutional amendment bill is ready for presentation. Documents leaked to the media reveal a memorandum with proposed constitutional changes for Mr. Mnangagwa to approve. Investigative journalist Hopeful Chingono states the proposals signal a far-reaching restructuring of the state, consolidating executive power, weakening electoral accountability, and extending political tenure. The cumulative effect, he argues, would be a significant centralization of authority. There are growing calls for the late former legislator Blessed Geza to be accorded national hero status. ZANU-PF spokesperson Chris Muchangwa and Member of Parliament Themba Moliswa support the move, citing his liberation credentials. Meanwhile, it is reported that Geza, who died in South Africa after his house was burnt last year, was treated as an outcast by ZANU-PF. Sources say there are attempts to rebuild his home to hold a memorial service. The Zimbabwe Union of Journalists has condemned the arrest of Zimbolife journalist Pelagia Mupurwa under the Cyber and Data Protection Act, saying journalism is not a crime. ZUJ warns against the use of criminal law to intimidate journalists and suppress public interest reporting. Net1 has reportedly dismissed its chief commercial officer, Lenmo Musunda, amid allegations of corruption, abuse of office, and multiple sexual harassment complaints. In economic news, the Securities Exchange Commission of Zimbabwe has partnered with local universities to develop technology-driven systems to strengthen market supervision and combat money laundering. The National University of Science and Technology won first prize for its anti-money laundering prototype, while Harare Institute of Technology topped the prudential supervision category. And in news from local communities, the The global humanitarian organization Save the Children warns that children in Zimbabwe are facing increasing risks of abuse, violence, and exploitation. They report a shocking rise in cases of sexual violation, beatings, and abductions, often at the hands of caregivers or trusted adults. Citing national data, the organization reveals 1 in 3 girls and 1 in 4 boys faces sexual violence before the age of 18. The teenage pregnancy rate is at 24%, and 43% of children are involved in child labor. Save the Children says the situation has evolved on the wrong side and cannot be tolerated. They are calling on the government to urgently strengthen and enforce child protection laws, ban corporal punishment in homes, and increase budget allocations for child services. The organization emphasizes that every child has the right to live free from violence, and immediate collective action is required. In international news, the European Union is demanding 9.5 million euro from the government of Malawi following the disappearance of funds meant for the construction of the M1 road. The European Union has suspended further funding pending repayment. And finally, in sports news, reigning Premier Soccer League champions Scotland FC have entered into a $1.5 million partnership with South African side Durban City, focusing on talent identification and development. And now to end the news bulletin, here are the headlines once again. ZANU-PF succession battle intensifies as cabinet debates constitutional changes. Honorable Sisiba slams ZANU-PF's constitutional plot to block elections, and clergy intensify opposition to abortion bill. And that concludes our bulletin for the day. We thank you for listening. From myself, Divine Nambira, and the entire team at Change Radio, we wish you a blessed night.